Okay, so obviously I need to be more blunt. I am bored! I demand that you entertain me. What do you mean, what do I want? I want you to stop playing that stupid game and pay attention to me. You've been playing since 7 a.m. You didn't even take me for my walk. It's not about being a good girl. It's about you choosing that stupid PlayStation over me. I know we agreed that PlayStation is superior over Xbox, but it doesn't need to be your sole reason for breathing. You didn't walk me. You never fed me. I've received no treats. You failed to give me ear scratches at all today. And to make matters worse, I saw the neighbor with her cat on her lap giving that furry menace belly rubs. Belly rubs, babe! That self-absorbed feline gets all the belly rubs she could want. And what do I get? Ignored! Also, you can mindlessly shoot people or build diamond swords in that lame Minecraft game. I mean, look, right now, you're ignoring me so that you can play Hacktivist in San Francisco. There's no doubt Watch Dogs 2 is the best in the franchise, but I am your best in life franchise. I deserve some playtime too. I want your fingers pressing all of my buttons and moving my control sticks around too, you know. Hello? Babe? Are you listening? Seriously, you're still ignoring me? All right. I see I'm going to have to play hardball. Just remember, you asked for this. You're damn right I threw a shoe at you. Check out which one. Yep, one of your favorite pairs. I have the other one right here. Guess where it's going? In my mouth. To be torn apart, slobbered on, and then buried in the backyard with a family hamster. I wouldn't. Oh, but I would. You won't pay attention to me, feed me, walk me, give me treats, or give me scratches. So I'm taking your precious footwear. Ha! Gazing horror at the stud sweaty piece of overpriced footwear. It's obvious what I've done, babe. The same thing I'm going to do to the rest of your stuff until you pay attention to me. You keep saying that game is important. My morning walks are important. That dead shoe is a reminder of what happens when you don't walk me. Now drop the controller before I get really angry. You always just say one more mission. One more mission turns into 10 and so on. Since you're still being so stubborn. Right by the key lime pie. The nice slab of prima brisket your co-workers let you take home yesterday. A nice glaze, a good charring, cooked to perfection. Would be an absolute shame if I were to... I'm sorry. What was that? I didn't quite catch that. You don't want me to eat your brisket? You were saving it. Oh. But I wasn't given any food or treats. I need something good in my mouth. No, no, no. The shoe was for not walking me. This... this is divine food retribution. I got no more. Holy kibbles and bits. Are you crying? Damn. I'm sorry. But that must mean you're ready to give up your wicked ways and put the game down to love and snuggle me. Right? Still no, huh? You plan to buy more brisket and new shoes and you've finished here. I see. Fine then. You leave me no choice. Time to bring out the big guns. This is your final warning, babe. Last chance to drop that controller and love me. Oh, yes, I am crazy. I'm just mad enough to do it. I am now wearing your absolutely cherished, most favorite of favorites, signed by your favorite actor, just might still have some of their sweat on it, hoodie. Oh, yes. Not only am I wearing this cherished hoodie of yours, you want to know what I'm about to do with it? I'm going to roll around in the grass with it. Yes, the grass. I will roll in the grass, hard press those stains in here so bad that not even the power of OxyClean can clean it. And it rained out there last night, so you know there's mud out there. Maybe some poo from those squirrels who mock me every day. I wouldn't dare. Oh, see me walking backwards to the back door? I'm totally doing it. It's about more than the treats, walks, and attention. You never gave me scritches. So why not get scritches? From the great outdoors. And in this very comfy hoodie, no less. Toodles! Huh? Put me down! Ow! Your spot on the couch is so indented. Hey! Don't sit on me like that! No, belly tickles. Stop it. Yes, I'm sorry. I was kidding. I wasn't going to destroy the hoodie. Yes, I'll take it off. I'm sorry. No, please, stop it. Not the belly rubs I asked for, but they definitely put a smile on my face. No. No need to do worse. Yeah, about all of that. Aside from the hoodie, everything else was a setup. The shoes, the one I threw at you was real, but the one I tore up was a super old one you never wore anymore. It just looked similar. That brisket, it was a different piece of beef the neighbor gave me. I would never destroy the things you love, babe. I mean, I might drool on them, but I would never destroy anything. Tricked is such a strong word. I like to think I played mind games on your game afraid mind. And it worked. I got you off your game. And me, in your lap. All of your attention on me. In the end, victory is mine. I'm a brat, yes, but I'm your brat. And now that this game is free, I'ma play some Ratchet and Clank while you give me those much-needed scritches. It's totally fair. You've had this thing for 12 hours every day this last week. Now it's my turn for games and attention. So chop chop, start scratching.
That's a good boy.